Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
In a civilized and cultivated country, wild animals only continue to exist at all when preserved by sportsmen. The excellent people who protest against all hunting and consider sportsmen as the enemies of wildlife are ignorant of the fact that, in reality, the genuine sportsman is by all odds the most important factor in keeping the larger and more valuable wild creatures from total extermination. Theodore Roosevelt.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Wild Initiative Conservation Coffee Break. Today I'm sitting down with Andrew Todd of Running Rivers and the Flyathlon. Andrew, thanks so much for hopping on the line with me today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So why don't you give me just kind of a general overview of what Running Rivers is and kind of your role within the organization?
Sure. So Running Rivers is a Colorado-based 501c3 that was born out of our primary program, which is, as you mentioned, it's called the Flyathlon, which is a play on the word triathlon. And what we do instead of running, biking, and swimming is we fly fish, trail run, and drink craft beer. And so it's kind of poking USA triathlon in the eye a little bit. But so we started doing that about, what, 6-7 years ago now. We held our first event out here in Colorado. And initially it was just for fun. It was just three things that I put together on my own. But then I realized I could potentially use it as a vehicle for conservation and for raising awareness around conservation and raising some money to put towards conservation. And in particular, the what we're focused on as an organization are primarily native fisheries. And in Colorado, that's the cutthroat trout. And we have three subspecies of cutthroat trout, four maybe if you, there was one recently discovered down in Southwest Colorado. But so what we do is with the races that we put on, we raise money through crowdfunding. We ask our participants to crowdfund for conservation. And the goal there is to get people raising money, but also thinking about and passing along the message of why cutthroat trout are important in the Western U.S. And so that's what we use the races for. The races themselves are kind of silly. You have to complete the course, which is anywhere from 7 to 10 miles. You have to catch a fish during the run, and then your time is adjusted by the size and species of the fish. And after, we have a huge party in the woods where everyone camps and we drink craft beer and local whiskey and have a great time and tell fish stories. So that's the event side of things. So we created this nonprofit to raise the money, and then we do some of the projects ourselves. But because we're an all-volunteer organization and we all have day jobs, we're heavily reliant on other conservation organizations, state, federal agencies, to put the money to work. And then because we're giving them that money, we have the ability to direct what it's used for. So it's not used to stock kokanee salmon in Colorado, it's used to advance Rio Grande cutthroat trout. So that's our model currently. And over the last 6 years, we've been doing events. We've raised almost $250,000 using these races, both in Colorado, and then we've also got one race in Iowa that's kind of a for lack of a better term, a franchise of the Flyathlon. And that's where I see it it going in the future is people taking this idea. And so hopefully your listeners recognize that this concept is transportable to anywhere. There's a good fishery with a trail next to it. That's my hope with it, is that people will take the idea and run with it and raise awareness.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll take it and generate interest and money for conserving their own backyards. Because honestly, if it can happen in Iowa, it can happen anywhere. So
I was going to say, I'm like, Iowa, really? Okay.
It's spectacular. It's the Driftless region, which is the northeast corner of the state. And so it's all groundwater fed and it's really spectacular. But I had the same response, which was trout in Iowa, really?
right. Okay.
So I created the Flyathlon. I created the nonprofit to house it. And so I'm currently the president of Running Rivers. I have a board that's 8 other people, all of whom are volunteers and just concerned about conservation. And that's really what we're trying to do, is get people. We in Colorado, we got a ton of people who love getting outdoors recreating. And what we're trying to do is turn those people who are out recreating into advocates and stewards of the land, instead of just using the land, they're taking care of the land.
No, that's absolutely fantastic. One of the things I think is really cool about what you're doing is, I feel like a lot of the time, unless you're really specifically passionate about fishing yourself, it's, I guess, fish conservation is not the sexiest of the species. It's one thing, you talk to someone about like repopulating elk, and you can get people really easily worked up about that. I feel like you're kind of, again, pun intended, you're kind of swimming upstream, trying to get people super pumped about fish conservation, and it's really important. And I think you're doing a fantastic job of finding a unique angle for this. And so I guess bravo for that, because it's definitely a cool way to make it a fun, interesting, exciting sort of a thing.
Well, thanks. And the real challenge, we have a lot of people that are passionate about trout fishing. But many of them don't know that, the brook trout and the rainbow trout and the brown trout are not native fish to the state of Colorado and the western U.S. And so what we're trying to do is educate people that there are these native fish that are also out there that can be caught, that are equally beautiful, if not more so, and are the fish that would have been here naturally. And so that's our mission, is to try to, right now in the southern part of the Rockies, these cutthroat trout subspecies are in a small fraction of their historic distribution. In Colorado, ours are, roughly 10% to 15% of their historic distribution. And so those numbers aren't great when you think about things like climate change and what that might mean for those 10% of remaining, the 10% of remaining cutthroat trout habitat. So my goal is just to boost that number and help to make sure that moving into this uncertain future, we have them in enough places that are well buffered against what's coming, that they'll be on the planet, 100, 200, 300 years from now. So that's the goal with what we're doing.
So are there, what are some of the other maybe top level or more urgent issues that are facing cutthroat trout right now?
Yeah, so the one I mentioned, the non-native trout are actually a big limiting factor for cutthroat trout. Cutthroat's kind of a misnomer in that they're not terribly cutthroat. They don't compete well with brook trout and brown trout, which are fall spawners, and then they can also actually hybridize with Rio Grande or with rainbow trout to create a cutbow, and so. The non-native element is big, because those fish, when the West was settled, were brought from the East Coast and from Europe, and stocked everywhere. And so that's one of the main reasons why we've got these native fish in a fraction of their historic habitat. Other things that are a real challenge moving forward are things like climate change. Trout in particular operate within a very narrow range of temperatures. And if, as you get air temperatures warming, things like wildfire burning up watersheds, those stressors can also limit cutthroats' ability and trout in general, their ability to persist on the landscape. And so when we're looking at potential projects with the money we raise, we're looking at how cold is the water now, how much could it warm and still be habitat? So we're trying to be strategic about where we're putting these fish back on the landscape so that down the road, the habitat will still be habitable. Trying to think what else in terms of the threats they're facing. There's a lot of things, more traditional issues like historic mining can limit where you've got fish, historic logging. So that there's a lot of challenges these fish face, but I think I'm optimistic that we can get them in enough places that they'll be there in the long term.
Well, Andrew, if folks want to find Running Rivers and the Flyathlon online, where can they do that? And what is the best way for my listeners to get involved if they're interested?
So we're just at everything you need to know about the Flyathlon, including photos from the events, registration for the events, is up at runningrivers.org, and you can link to everything there. Tons of ways for people to get involved if they want to come out and participate in an event. There's two in Colorado, one in August, one in September. The Iowa race is in October. Whether they want to participate in the race or volunteer at the race, we're open to just getting people outside and getting people hanging out in the woods. So there's a contact us link on our webpage, or they can just email me as well. I'm cutthroat@gmail.com because I believe in the species. So
that's tying your post to it right there, man. You're committed to that email now.
Yeah, I was an early adopter of Gmail. So, but we're also we do some volunteer events, and that's mostly people that have participated in races in the past. Where we've got a project where we're planting willows and rehabbing a stream that was overgrazed by cattle. And so we go spend the weekend, plant willows, and then go explore the watershed. So that's also up on our website. So I'd encourage your listeners to just go poke around runningrivers.org. And if they have questions, just hit the contact us and it'll link up directly with me.
All right, y'all. As always, go check out the conservation section of our page. That's thewildinitiative.com/conservation. You can scroll down, look for the Running Rivers logo, or give them a search on the page there. I'll have links to all the website, all the socials, everything we can for you to go check them out, get involved. Well, Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time and hopping on with me today.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be
one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow.
Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment. Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.